Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday Morning Devotional Podcast. Today we are continuing our adventures with the apostles in reading Acts chapter 15 verses 36 through 41. This section is titled Disagreement Between Paul and Barnabas, beginning with 36. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, commended by the believers to the grace of the Lord. He went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Here we go again, folks. Another life lesson coming our way through the adventures of the apostles. At the core of these verses is the sharp disagreement between Paul and Barnabas. A disagreement between heroes of the Bible? Well, actually, if you think about it, that's pretty refreshing. These two men, considered pillars of the early church, were human, like you and me. They were men from different backgrounds, different life experiences with different perspectives, but one goal, to spread the good news of Jesus. I am not fond of conflict in the first place, but I, like you, have certainly seen my share of it. Disagreements between we stubborn humans are commonplace. From the youngest siblings to the elders of the family, from teammates to managers of businesses. How about this situation? Does it bring back memories? Two brothers, little brothers, are having a disagreement. "It's mine," says Joey. "No, it's mine," shouts Bobby. "I had it first." "No, you didn't." "Yes, I did." With children, such a disagreement can result in physical contact. Unless, of course, the peacemaker shows up, mom or dad. Okay, kids, let's look at this. The truck belongs to both of you, so what do we have to do? Frowning faces look up. Both kids with pleading expressions. Silence. Does Joey have to have it because he had it first? Says one young, sad, pleading voice. What do you think, Bobby? Do you think that would be fair? Silence. Yes, Daddy. But do I get a turn? Of course. I'll set the timer, and in 15 minutes, you get a turn. How about you, Joey? Will that work for you? Joey nodding yes as he clutches the red truck. The first lesson in how to resolve conflict: put self aside and do the right, fair thing. Does this remind you of an event in your young life, or perhaps it rings a bell in a present-day adult conflict of some kind? Of course, adult conflicts are much more complicated than an argument about who gets to play with the truck first. Really? Are our disagreements often based in the same emotions? Selfishness? Ego? How about this situation? A money issue. You and your partner have saved for a home project. Each of you has been daydreaming about how you want to spend the money. One wants a screen porch, and the other wants to landscape the backyard. Although the ideas have been discussed, neither has really listened to the other or valued their opinion. And now there is a disagreement. Both are passionate about their idea. A screen porch will add square footage to the house and increase the value, and we can enjoy outside without the bugs, says one. The other responds, the backyard landscaped with a fountain will add to the curb appeal when we get ready to sell. More people will be interested in seeing the house. This disagreement can accelerate with finger pointing and pouting. I never get my way about anything, says one. The other responds, you never get your way? That's rich. You always get what you want, regardless of how I feel or my opinion. Hurt feelings, anger, often words that can't be taken back are said. Now, in our scripture situation, Paul and Barnabas have a difference of opinion on a personnel issue. The two men are strong in their opinion, and the tone of the reading leads one to believe that neither of them was going to back down. But there is no indication that their friendship suffered in the long run. I must say I can visualize these two strong, brave leaders sitting across the table from each other or pacing about the room, each making a perhaps loud case for their opinion. What did they likely do that the scripture doesn't tell us? And the example of the screen porch versus landscape job clearly did not do. Listen. By the time these two men finished listening to each other, their opinions of what each felt was the best choice had not changed. But they understood the thinking behind each other's opinion. Apparently, at this point, they were able to come up with a new plan that met their personal stance. Mark would travel with Barnabas, and Paul decided to take Silas with him. As it turns out, as a result of this disagreement, the early church ended up with two missionary teams instead of only one. In this case, Paul and Silas spread the good news throughout Asia Minor and into Greece, and Barnabas and Mark were able to visit and support all the established churches and help them grow. Doctors and teachers and plumbers and electricians and car mechanics and friends and families have differences of opinions on how to handle the problems at hand. Each one brings their point of view, their perspective, their experience to the table. Many, if not all, learn that sharing opinions and knowledge ends up with wiser decisions being made. Maybe a new plan entirely, a compromise of ideas, or just taking turns. It's when we let go of our egos, our selfishness, and listen and respect others that disagreements can be resolved for the good of all, and relationships can be strengthened. Thank you for listening this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.